The Brazilian film City of God was a runaway hit in Brazil, and it's that country's entry for an Academy Award. Critic David Edelstein says that the film has elements of great storytelling, but it left him cold.
The Brazilian melodrama City of God takes its title from a notorious slum on the outskirts of Rio de Janeiro. According to the movie, the community was thrown up in the 60s to keep poor people as far as possible from the swanky beaches and resorts. That name, Cidade de Deus in Portuguese, is a sort of sour joke, like calling L.A. the City of Angels. As the corpses pile up, the narrator says it over and over to drive home the irony. I've heard the M word, masterpiece, invoked about City of God, along with comparisons to great juvenile crime tragedies like Buñuel's Los Olvidados and Hector Babenco's Pichot. But the movie isn't slanted as a tragedy of lost youth. And despite that title, it's not really about the absence of God. It's basically a blowout gangster picture about a psychotic new breed of urban capitalist. It's like Scarface or New Jack City or Menace to Society, but with the jazzy syntax of Pulp Fiction and Goodfellas. I'm mentioning a lot of other movies here, which should tell you something. This is one of those foreign films that, once you get past the unfamiliar landscape and actors, isn't really so foreign. City of God speaks the international language of splattery action pictures. Okay, brilliant splattery action pictures. This is a sensational piece of filmmaking. It's fast and hopped up, it's packed with mayhem, yet the framing is detached, so the bloodshed isn't shoved down your throat. The director, Fernando Meirelles, has done a lot of commercials in Brazil, and I bet they're high-end ones, because you've never seen a movie about violence and poverty that's quite this sleek. It's rife with flashbacks, digressions, the narrator's commentary. The seams are all on show, but it still moves like a rocket. That's the nickname of the narrator, by the way, Rocket, played by Alexandre Rodriguez. He's meant to be the film's protagonist, but he's really just an observer. His big brother Goose was at the center of things in the 60s, one of a trio of high-spirited rogues who rob a gas truck, then throw handfuls of money in the air for little children. The early scenes in the 60s take place on brown earth that's not yet paved, and the lighting bronzes these beautiful robbers. They're stupid but sexy. They're hungry for life. They aren't brought down by the cops, but by a little kid who goes by the name Lil Dice. He gives the trio the idea for a motel robbery that ends in a massacre. Then Lil Dice grows up in the 70s to be Lil Z, that's like Little Joe, and becomes the teenage Scarface of the City of God. As played by Firmino de Oura, he holds the screen with his huge front teeth and a grin like a storybook wolf. He wants to swallow the world. He wipes out rival drug dealers and anyone else in the way, including little kids, whose robberies or muggings would bring more police into the slum. This is when the movie gets bluer and colder and much, much bloodier. In its final third, the now crazed drug lord, who's upset because he can't get a date, picks a pointless fight with a handsome straight arrow known as Knockout Ned. That doesn't mean throwing a few punches. It means firing several hundred rounds into the guy's house and killing a large percentage of his family. The movie builds to a full-scale gang war, which goes uncovered by fearful Rio photojournalists, which creates an unprecedented opportunity for our narrator Rocket, who dreams of becoming a photographer. City of God might have justified that M word if Rocket had learned from his new vocation, if he'd been able to see something through the lens of his camera that he couldn't as a mere bystander. But Rocket doesn't seem to think about the horror of the violence that he shoots, which suggests that the director Meirelles didn't think about it much either. The violence isn't glorified, but it almost never gets under your skin, which is odd when you consider the socio-political trappings and how many little kids end up eating bullets. Photographing the carnage is a way for Rocket to get out of the City of God, and a way for the director to get a big U.S. release, an Oscar nomination, a calling card in Hollywood. The movie is like a high-toned commercial for youth violence. Come to Rio for the rush, and don't forget your bulletproof vest.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.
Compared to a regular weekly series like NYPD Blue, which presents an ongoing storyline stretching over... Thank you.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm Barbara Bogave.